Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, just 33 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, Mike Prater of 95.3 The Ticket, talking... Oh, he's getting a cheer. He's getting a cheer. Look at that. Susan and Cheryl are cheering him on. Mike Prater throwing out shots. Mike, why do you hate CSU fans so much?
Wow, we go straight from the cheer to the hard question. I love it. It's my kind of show.
Oh, man, you were getting people going. Personally, I love a good sports hate conversation, but, man, you were bringing the fire the other day.
Yeah, and I don't want to burst anybody's bubble and make this sound like I was out there just railing on Colorado State, and obviously I was a little bit, but I've been doing this for like 45 years, and it finally just got out yesterday, and I've had this grudge against Colorado State, and I'll tell you what happened. I was a college student at the University of Utah back in the 80s,
okay.
And that's where it started for me. And I remember, I mean, both teams back in those days were pretty crappy. Utah was terrible, and Colorado State was trying to figure things out. And I'll never forget, I think it was 83 and 85, Utah lost at Colorado State in a couple of games. They were just ugly, horrible games. It was just bad football. And I'm a stupid college student at the University of Utah. And they always tell you to hate BYU when you sign up at Utah, but that was too easy. So I had to find somebody else, and it just kind of became Colorado State. And then it was just a college thing. Now, as an adult, I'm not going to sit here and deflect it. I've kind of said the same thing as an adult, but it's kind of morphed into I expect better from Colorado State at this point, especially with the money that is spent and the expectations of the fan base. And I almost compare it to Boise State basketball, which I've been ripping on in this market for 20 years. Lots of hype, lots of expectations, lots of money spent, and just not a lot of great results. And that's kind of what I'm seeing out of Colorado State. And over the last couple 20 years or so, it's kind of bugged me as an adult.
Well, and obviously the reason you guys were talking about this is we've all been talking about it with the conference realignment. CU is now the mecca of college football. Whatever they do for some reason, the one-win team, whatever they do is changing the landscape of college football thanks to primetime. And now we're having the discussions as to where CSU might go, Boise State in your neck of the woods, what they might do. Both teams, both programs are in those rumor mill as far as where they might end up. So that got you fired up yesterday talking about what has CSU brought to the table. And here's, I'm going to say this, Mike, you weren't wrong about everything. I mean, the Rams haven't done much aside from Nico Medved's March Madness run. As far as wins and losses, they've certainly brought the losses. So you weren't wrong there.
Yeah, and it's more of an emotional argument, and I appreciate both sides. I love it. And I got some really close friends in Colorado State and in Fort Collins, and they're really close to Joe Parker and his family. So I always hate saying that. I feel like I'm going to get struck by a lightning bolt by my friends every time I say it. Because, you know, Joe Parker and that family and that community, it's a beautiful community. I've been there. I love it. It's enjoyable. And I don't even get wrapped up about the basketball team or even Tom Hilbert's volleyball team. I'm kind of a football snob, so I've kind of focused everything on football. And you know, I could sit here and read you the results over the last 20 years. You guys know. I mean, you spend a lot of money, and you don't get a lot of results. And lately there's been some coaching turnover. If Colorado State could get better in football, think of how much better that would make this conference. And that's just kind of where my argument comes from.
It's, you know, and again, you look at the lack of success on the football side specifically, and I think you guys even noted it. McElwain had one good year, and aside from that, you know, Bobo had his, you know, moments, I guess, but couldn't win rivalry games, certainly couldn't beat Boise State, and then, you know, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, and then it all hell broke loose. And it's just been tough. The Steve Adazio thing was an absolute fiasco. But you also said on that interview, Mike, the stadium doesn't do anything for you. You don't like the stadium, huh?
You know, I mean, I haven't been to it yet. I've seen pictures of it. I've taken a tour on the outside, but I have not been into a game on the inside yet. And I don't think I railed on the stadium too much.
No, you weren't. You were all right. You just said it didn't really, something like didn't really do it for me.
Yeah, it didn't really do it for me. And I'm going to say the same about Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego. When you have a brand new stadium on a college campus, I expect, you know, 102% capacity and some massive buzz. And maybe I missed it, but I just didn't feel that in Fort Collins. I didn't feel that at San Diego State. I thought San Diego State was really disappointing with its brand-new stadium in terms of the public reaction. We all know what that community is like in football and all that nonsense with the Chargers, but I just felt that there was – I wanted more. And that's, again, it goes back to my original argument about Colorado State. I just want more. You guys want more. Your fan base expects more. Your fan base is loud and proud and somewhat obnoxious, I'll say that. But what fan base isn't obnoxious, right? And I just want more for Colorado State based on the juice you guys give and the love you guys give. And I just didn't see it coming out of Colorado State.
Well, so are you going to make plans to – are you coming to the Boise State CSU game? Are you? Is there any chance of that happening, Mike?
You know what? I'm not right. Yeah, I don't travel. I host the post-game show, and yeah. We do it from our studio or we do it from the stadium. So I don't travel with the team. I haven't traveled with the team for about 5 years. So, I'm not going to be there.
No worry. I don't travel either. I was going to say, I'd buy you a beer or something, and we could, you know, we could enjoy the stadium, take a walk, and then I could show you the sights and everything. But maybe another time down the road, we'll figure that out.
One thing that I have done here, and you know, I'll be completely honest, I've attached my name to it, like egotistical style. The one thing that I love about the Colorado Canvas Stadium is the beer porch. And my last name is Prater, and for like 3 or 4 years, I've been talking to Boise State fans, and I want the Prater Porch, which is a beer porch at Albertson Stadium in Boise. And I keep calling it, you know, basically, you know, crediting San Diego State, or I mean Colorado State. You guys got that beautiful beer porch. I've seen the pictures, and Boise State has nothing like that. They have a horrible, ugly concrete stadium. I'll never compare Boise State Stadium to everything. And if they could get the Prater Porch and do it Colorado State style, now we're talking, baby.
Mike Prater is joining us of 95.3 The Ticket, Idaho Sports Talk there. He got Rams fans riled up yesterday, and we're talking about conference realignment and all of that stuff. But I think that's where you're fair, Mike. You just said it. You know, Boise State doesn't have the greatest spot either, and I do appreciate that about you. But you do have the blue field. You do have that.
Yeah, but I'm also the newspaper guy who ran a poll 15 years ago asking fans if we should get rid of the blue field, and they almost fired me. So that didn't go very well.
Okay, Mike, can I ask you this? I heard a rumor that when the rumor was that there was going to be a blue field put in and all that stuff, that there were some people that were concerned about geese flying headfirst into it and dying. Is that real or is that made up from Rams fans?
That's a pretty good folklore story. Now, I physically do have pictures of ducks sitting on, because it's only about 30 feet from the Boise River, and ducks do sit on the blue turf. If you camp out at fall practice enough, you're going to get a duck on the blue turf. But in terms of one actually diving into the blue turf, I'm not sure I've ever seen that happen.
It's what happens here, man. We create things, you know? It's like, hey, Boise State, they have geese flying into the field over there, man. You got to be careful. So
that's
Mike,
what keeps him out of the Pac-12.
It's too dangerous, man. All right, so what do you think's going to happen then? We did see, you know, Jim Williams put this tweet out about 3 or 4 hours ago. The following schools have filed the paperwork. CSU's in the mix. Boise State's in the mix to potentially join the Pac-12. What do you see happening here?
I saw that tweet as well. I don't know if you know who that is. I didn't know who that was. Do you think that that's real? Or do we believe in that?
I don't know. He has 7,600 followers. It could be, I don't know. It could be one of those. I don't know if it's real, but I would imagine there's at least conversations being had on all sides, right?
Yeah, no, I firmly believe that. I totally believe that. Whether it's paperwork or conversations or a phone call here or a phone call there, absolutely. I think all these athletic directors are jockeying for positions. I think you were at Mountain West Media Days last week, and we saw all the athletic directors hiding in corners, talking on cell phones, doing their due diligence. So, you know, I firmly believe that something's happening. Back to your original question, what's going to happen? I mean, I could sit here and lie to you like everybody else. I don't know. You know, obviously the Big 12 has to do something. It would be nice and cozy and make some sense if Colorado State joined Colorado, but maybe it's Utah instead. I don't know where that's going to go. Massive changes are coming, and at the radio station and at our newspaper here, we're talking about, we're waiting for the next big headline to fall, and I think it's going to fall and come fast and furious, and maybe something over the August is going to be a crazy month, and it won't be about football camps, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's wild here. I mean, we were just talking about Denver Broncos starting up training camp. We're not talking about players and the depth chart. We're talking about Sean Payton's comments. So we're just full of stuff, man. It's wild, and I can't imagine what August is going to be.
Yeah, we're even doing a Sean Payton segment on our radio show today. So those segments were they were loud and proud, and you can't ignore those kinds of statements. By the way, is Jael Skinner going to be okay on this football team? Is he going to make that back end of the defense?
I don't know, man. I haven't even dug into that side of it yet, but I would think he's going to have a good shot.
Yeah, a little bit of an injury, and I think a little bit overhyped, but I think he's gonna be a good football player. But I'm very curious to how Jael Skinner is gonna work with the Denver Broncos.
Mike Prater joining us from 95.3 The Ticket. Isn't it crazy to you when you look at what I was talking about with CU? How primetime has just changed everything, has flipped everything upside down. We're talking about a one win team from a year ago, and it's like we're all waiting on pins and needles, or we were, to see what they were going to do, because that was going to affect everything in college football.
I went on a pretty good rampage on my show yesterday thinking the Pac-12 must be really, really fragile, more so than I ever thought. And obviously it's a little fragile right now, but because Colorado left, because Dion was there after 0 years of football, all of a sudden the conference is going to die. I mean, I don't think that Colorado or primetime made any kind of significant impact with the media rights deal going or coming. It was a great story. It is a great story. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It's a headline drama, and it's really just that. It's crazy. If I'm a Colorado State fan watching what's going on with Colorado, I'd be a little fired up and a little bit, I'd come after people, too. I'd be a little feisty, like you Colorado State fans were yesterday. I love that.
Oh, I absolutely love it. So I do have to thank you, Mike, because I did a tweet out last week that said Rams fans should root for CU to win their first two games, and when you beat them, it means something more. You want CU to be good. That way you're the one to take them down. They hated me, absolutely hated me for that. But then you stepped into the picture and took all the heat away. So I do appreciate that, Mike.
Brady, anything I can do to help a fellow radio guy, I appreciate that.
Man, Mike, I'd love to stay connected with you, my friend, and get you on, especially when we get to Rams, Broncos week and all that stuff, and just get your thoughts. Big fan. I love it. Rile these people up. That's a fun thing to do. So I'd love to stay connected with you somehow.
You got my number, brother, and anytime, I'd love to do it. And likewise, we'll get you on our show. Let's have some fun, and no hard feelings to people in Colorado State, but I still don't like you guys.
Well, they don't like you either, Mike. I'll keep you updated on Skinner, and we'll see what happens there. We're rooting for him, of course. I'm a Mountain West fan, so ultimately I root for Mountain West guys, but we'll see what happens this upcoming season. Wild stuff happening for sure.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good season, and talk to you in a few weeks.
All right, man. Sounds good. Mike Prater, 95.3 The Ticket. Listen, the only thing he's wrong about is the stadium. He wasn't wrong about what do they bring to the table other than hype. CSU hasn't done much, and that's honest. Like, Nico Medved, I absolutely love what he did and what he's doing, and I think the basketball team is going to be great this season. But bottom line is, 4 or 5 years ago when all the talk was CSU to the Big 12, that was like there's a Facebook page out there called CSU to the Big 12. I know the guy that runs it. Great guy. But that was when Mike Bobo was going 7-6. And then, of course, he gets his kind of illness thing there with his nerves and his foot. And all hell breaks loose for CSU. And you haven't been back to that spot where we're at least thinking that's a realistic possibility. You got to win. You got to bring something to the table. You have a beautiful stadium, but when it's spotty and not full, it just looks bad. So he's not wrong on that. I don't think like CSU fans stick out as bad fans. I'm sure there are some, but it's just like any other fan base. I don't think they're bad. Even though they hated me last week, I don't think they're bad. But he was wrong on the stadium. That stadium is freaking beautiful. That was great. That stadium is a top-notch stadium.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly passion from CSU, and they have a good fan base. But winning cures all that, and winning helps and adds to it. So if you can start winning and having some sustained success with Jay Norvell, you're going to get that fan base going. I think what you have with Moby Madness is really, really cool. And you can bring some of that student population over to Canvas Stadium and make that an event, you know, type of thing. I think it'd be – like, I love this point, you know, I just expect more from CSU. With the investment that goes into it, with the passion from your fan base, I expect, you know, a little bit more. So that's why I say get rid of this little brother mentality. It's time to grow up.
Right, and stop spending so much time just hating the Buffs and hoping that they fail.
Make the Buffs hate you.
You win games and beat teams that are worth a damn. That's what I'm looking for. And I think that's going to change this year. I believe in Jay Norvell. Everything that I've heard about the guy and talked to him, I think he has the right stuff. He's, you know, Adazio was off his rocker, And I really liked Mike Bobo, but it just kind of got to the point where it wasn't, it just didn't feel right. Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy, it seems like they're on the right track. But again, the history, the recent history for CSU has been bad. Football's been bad. Basketball, I mean, basketball's been okay. And then, of course, you have the Nico Medved year. But you had the Larry Eustace fiasco, who he brought success to CSU. But, of course, that ended very badly. I didn't ask Mike about Eustace. Eustace's now on, he's like a consultant or something for Boise State now. So no wonder he brought up Eustace yesterday. Mike Prater, good dude. And I love him for this. Get people fired up, man. That's what this is about. I don't disagree with on everything with him. 48 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.